from Great Treasury of Merit, Venerable Geshe quotes the Vajra Cutting Sutra, where Buddha says, "Whoever sees me as form or sound does not really see me. My actual body is the truth body." So when we meet an enlightened being, for example, when we meet Venerable Geshe, we see a person, we see an embodied being, we see an elderly, kind, wise Tibetan monk. And Buddha is saying, that's not actually me. I am the truth body. So who am I? Now, who am I is such an important question, because we spend our whole lives buying into the notion that this is me. I am this character. I am this person with all of the baggage and the problems and the worries and the fears that are associated with that. And we can spend our whole life buying into that illusion, responding to that illusion, die with that illusion, and from the field of our mind, another cloud-like karmic imprint ripens, which we will buy into and believe in. Milarepa's guru, Marpa Lotsawa, said, "In East India, near the river Ganges, I met Venerable Maitripa, and through his great kindness, I realized that the things I normally see do not exist. Thus, all my experiences of problems and suffering have ceased." And Venerable Geshe says, "We should know that since beginningless time, our way of mistaking ourselves..." We should know that since beginningless time, our way of identifying ourselves has been mistaken. Our way of identifying ourselves has been mistaken. We believe that our self that we normally see is our self. This belief is ignorance, because our self that we normally see does not exist. All the things that we normally see do not exist. This will be explained in detail below. Because of this ignorance, we develop and experience various kinds of mistaken appearance. And because of this, we experience various kinds of suffering and problems as hallucinations throughout this life and in life after life, endlessly. On the other hand, if we identify ourselves as a mere appearance that is not other than the emptiness of all phenomena, the mere absence of all phenomena that we normally perceive, our mistaken appearance will reduce and finally cease completely. Then we will experience the supreme happiness of nirvana, or enlightenment. Who am I? Now, Buddha is saying, if you think I'm this person, if you think I'm this body or this character, you don't know me, you're not really seeing me. My real body is the truth body, the emptiness of all phenomena. If we were to identify ourselves correctly as a mere appearance that is not other than the emptiness of all phenomena, who are we really? We are really the emptiness of all phenomena. At the moment, we're like a Buddha having a nightmare. It's obviously a contradiction in terms there, but we're a potential Buddha that, instead of realizing their own enlightened nature, the emptiness of all phenomena, is lost in hallucinations, clouds conjured from the sky of the mind, reflections in this mirror of the mind, karma ripening, blossoming as experiences that we've got lost in. Of course, if we don't know this to be true, then maybe you're thinking, well, what is he on about? Because, of course, this is the complete opposite of what we normally believe. But for now, just go with this a little bit. Now, we can dot the I's and cross the T's a little bit later, but for now, try to relax the self-grasping. Buddha is telling us, this isn't you. This isn't you. This is just a cloud. A dream. There is no greater method for experiencing peace of mind and happiness than to understand and meditate on emptiness. Since it is our self-grasping that keeps us bound to the prison of samsara and is the source of all our suffering, meditation on emptiness is the universal solution to all our problems. It is the medicine that cures all mental and physical diseases and the nectar that bestows the everlasting happiness of nirvana and enlightenment. We have so many problems and we try so many different things that we hope will be solutions. But the real solution is to wake up from the sleep of ignorance, to realize the true nature of things.